Isn't God good?
Yes.
God is so good, he makes a grown man cry. Sorry. So, as we look at our scripture for today, it gives us this amazing picture of what seems to be the end of all things. Have you ever embarked on a project? Perhaps you were building. Perhaps you were doing a painting. And the motivation, even though it all looks like chaos at the time that you're actually doing your project, the motivation that you have is the end result. That when you sit back and you look, you don't see what you see at that particular time. You see the end result. You imagine yourself sitting in your new extension. Or you imagine yourself holding the completed work of your work of art, your painting. And you find joy and it urges you on because you can see the end result. As I read this scripture, I could see such an encouraging picture was being painted, brought to life, as you might say, in my mind, thinking about, oh, at the very end of the Bible, so many stories, so many trials, so many tribulations, especially when you're reading Revelation and you see all these scary things that get unveiled with the times. And then right at the very end, almost at the last page, you find the picture of pure bliss, perfection, God's own people living in perfect harmony, in perfect unity. And I thought, isn't that amazing how God actually has a plan for us that ends with all of us in a wonderful place? So I thought maybe it was good today to come and share with everyone and say, let's just take that picture and keep it. Look at that picture of the river flowing through the city of the New Jerusalem, as it were, which is described in even greater detail a little bit earlier on. I think it's Revelation 21 from verses 9 and so on. It talks about this New Jerusalem. So we look at this picture of this great city, the river of living waters is flowing through the city. It gives life, it renews, it is clear and pure. And it goes on, and it's now talking about the tree of life. On both sides of the river, the tree of life being there, and then it says, the tree of life is there, it gives fruit, not just in season, not just once a year, but every month, it bears fruit. I thought this was so amazing because I've never seen a tree that can actually do that. But it is such a great thing and it is such a wonderful thing to see that we can look forward to a life where there can be the peace of God, that he will reign. And when I try to look at what was the meaning of all of this, I found that the tree represents an emblem of Christ and him being right there in the center of everything. Even back from the time of the Garden of Eden, we see that there was a tree of life that gave eternal life. Christ gives eternal life. So there was some symbolism there, and there's still some symbolism with this tree that is able to give life. It says its leaves are able to give healing for the nations. Its leaves can give nourishment. So it actually gives life. And it is a tree that is there to give fruit, abundant fruit. Every month it gives fruit without fail. There is no off season, there is no on season. Again, it symbolizes the constant love and the constant nature of Christ as a pillar of our salvation and the seal or the one who holds the promise to our eternal life. The river being pure. At a time when we find so many rivers now and many, many stories of rivers in the world containing so many impurities, we are talking about a river that goes through the city and yet still manages to keep its clarity, its purity. It is not contaminated. It is still a clear and pure river. It's speaking about the purification and the life of the Holy Spirit coming forth from the Father and reaching out into everyone to give us the life, the purification. So it gives us a quickening, a sanctifying influence because it comes from the Father. Jesus says in John, he will not act of his own, but whatsoever I have said, he will bring to you. That is the Spirit of God and the power of God. The way that he works is so amazing. But I don't hear any mention of the people of God and the nations that were actually recipients of this healing. The nation that was there at the time, as the verses go, you know, 3, 4, and 5. The people who are living in receipt of this mercy and the kindness of God. I don't hear of them having some divisions in class, having some divisions in race, and having some divisions, you know, saying this one is from this tribe and that one is from that tribe. I only see in that picture a perfect people in harmony. But it does say, when you read again in another part in Revelation, that these people, the innumerable number of people, were from every nation, every tribe, every race, and every language. But you find that these people, that's not the thing that is uniting them so much. That is not the thing that's saving them. But the love of Christ and the power of God is what actually unites them. God sees them as spirit beings. So it is such a wonderful thing because then we can all be confident in coming to God and coming to Christ and just knowing that God will accept us as we are. We come from different backgrounds, but actually the differences that we have and the histories that we come from, I loved it when, you know, people actually were able, or some of us were able to actually narrate where God has taken us from. Where have we come from leading up to the time that we're actually here? And if you, maybe when we got to the back, have a chat with everybody. Find out, you know, their background. Where has God taken? Some of us didn't come from different countries, but we have a journey that God has brought us through. Some of us, our journey started far and wide from here. But we are all here, and we are all here because God is the common denominator. God is the one who's brought us together. But is that a point to divide us, or is that a point to unite us? Our difference is our strength. Because the difference that we have makes us richer in that we are able to relate to people from all nationalities. We are able to stand as a well, or in this context, as a riverbank, where that river of living waters can actually pass, and as people come in, they can be able to receive of the life of God through us, through our different experiences. We are stronger together because whatever it is that comes at us from the world, we've already experienced it. If my brother's gone through it, I know that I can go to him and he can give me some advice. If my sister's gone through it, I know that he can give me advice. Why? Because God brings us through all these situations, not just to benefit us, but not just to benefit, not just to benefit us as in, I'm going to start speaking in my language in a minute. Not just to benefit the individual who has gone through the situation, but sometimes the trouble that God allows us to go through is actually something that makes us stronger and helps us to be able to help those who go through the same situation a little bit later. I find This brought very vividly to my life personally. When we went with the young people, was it 2 years ago that we went to Uganda? 2 years ago, we went to Uganda. We all came from different backgrounds. But you know, when we got there, it was amazing how our differences made us a stronger unit. Some of us were very strong at being kind to other people and talking to other people around us, you know, the people that we were meeting. Other people were very friendly in meeting other young people. Other people were very good in organizing. Other people were very good in eating. You won't believe it. It was quite important when you went to someone's place and they'd made all this great food. And some of it you don't know. There were a few people we could depend on. We knew that they would be, you know. But all these things, it's a very light sort of example. There are so many things that God brings out of us that actually help us. Other people were very good at looking after the team that's helping out. I know one person who always made sure that we had our water, you know, even when we didn't think we needed it. But at the end of the day, you appreciated the wealth of knowledge and the wealth of resource that we had. Because as a unit, we were formidable. And it was amazing to see that we actually came from Slough Baptist Church. Do you know that some people actually thought, are you actually part of Baptist Church, asking me? And I said, yes, I am. They said, oh, we thought you came from Zimbabwe to join these guys, you know, because they couldn't believe it. Some people, not everybody. But it was amazing because we had all these great differences. But bringing you closer to home, what does this mean for us today? The differences that we have aren't by accident. I know that some of us believe that we have arrived at Slough Baptist Church just because it happened to be the nearest church to home. Perhaps we knew someone who worshipped here and we kind of got invited, perhaps married into the church, like me. You know, who knows? But the reason why we've ended up here is all set in motion by God, so that we can all come and be together and be able to be a part. See, there is no reason for us to only wait for the very last minute to enjoy the comfort and the love of Christ. The people that are being spoken of in Revelation, they are the same people like me and you today. They are no different. They've received Jesus and they are disciples of Jesus. And they are walking in the presence of God. And that is what makes them united. They've come from far and wide, but they are united in Christ. Isn't that speaking of the same thing as we are today? That the very thing that holds them together, what gives them the confidence and the love and the peace that pervades through the city, that makes the nations be at peace at the very end, the work that Christ has already done, he's not going to do anything more towards the end of days. What he has done in this picture that we're talking about now, he has already done 2,000 years ago, 2019 years ago. So we already have what they have in this picture. So in other words, I'm encouraging us, God is at work right here. And isn't it a beautiful picture of us in diversity, working together? The things that are different about us, they don't need to divide us. They are only the things that actually bring us together. They are the things that make us even stronger. But we need to see it. We need to look at it that way. All the efforts that, as a church, we've been doing the series on prayer, doing the series on welcome, and now the series on gossiping the gospel, is all geared at, first of all, bringing us closer to God, giving us that foundation of the relationship with God, giving us that peace without which we cannot be able to love, without which we cannot be able to carry out God's mission. And then after that, equipping us and telling us what God said about us loving one another, welcoming one another. Not only just welcoming the people out there, but starting from home, welcoming each other right here, embracing our difference, not looking down. See, because embracing the difference sometimes doesn't only just involve embracing the people that have come from far and wide. Sometimes it means myself, or me myself, looking at myself and not looking down, or not feeling like I'm an imposter, not feeling like I can't fit in, not looking down on the work that God has given or what God has done in me, but having the confidence to believe that I'm here because I matter, that you are here because you matter, that you are here because God actually wanted you to be here, that the gifts and the journey that you've gone through with God is not just a journey that you've just gone through and you're just barely surviving, but it's something that you can share, that there is something that Christ has deposited in each and every one of us so that we can enrich this community, this family. That in not actually believing the gift that God has put in me, in not believing that my journey can help someone else within the family, I'm actually hindering the move of God within the church. That it's not just about the elders and the preachers and the worship leaders leading the service. It's actually about all of us bringing what we have and putting it all together, and then being able to affect each other for the positive, building each other up and becoming that church that we see in this picture. And then after that, heading out and making a change for the positive and being part of that river that flows and produces fruit. Because it's not us, it's Christ in us that is our strength. The devil has no power to thwart or withdraw the saints from serving God when we are together, recognizing what God has put in us and appreciating one another and walking together. So in this way, he helps us to become a part of the river. We can be able to do the missions, we can be effective in prayer, and we can be effective as a church. Amen. So let's be encouraged. What do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror? What do you see when you look at yourself as part of Slab Baptist Church? Are you a part of contributing something? Or are you a part of just being carried by the wave? God's calling, and God has a purpose for each and every one of us. So my challenge is, where are we as individuals? Even if you feel like you're only just here for a moment, be here and let God use you, so that when you go out, it's like people coming to a well. We come to a well, we drink from the well, we draw people from the world. We are all from different nations. When we get out there into the world, we can affect people from wherever we come from. Even if you've been with us for 6 months, make it count, because there's something that you can share. There's something you can leave here. And there's something that we can give you that you can take with you. Don't despise yourself. Amen.